I'm Sarah, and I'm the archivist here at the Midwest Genealogy Center. I brought in items related to music. I brought in a photograph of my grandpa, my aunt, my mom, and myself with our flutes. One Christmas, we decided to play a quartet. So, you know, of course, my grandma had to document the occasion, which I do appreciate now. My grandpa was a band director, and the flute is his main instrument. When he had kids, he started my aunt like really young. And then my mom, that's what she played. And then when it was time for me to start band, I remember there was a little bit, I was like, I don't think I want to play flute like everybody else. So I briefly was like, I think I'm going to do clarinet. And then we did the little test thing, and then they put me in flute. And I was like, all right. I remember my grandpa bought me my first flute. And probably was like, oh man, because he bought this used one. You know, everyone else got these shiny brand new ones through the school. And I was like, oh. But I still have it. It still works really well. And I ended up being really glad that mine was like a little bit different. Actually, every flute that I've had, every instrument I've had is one that he has given me. But he would give me weekly lessons, which was really good because that was the first time I'd ever learned to read music. And that first year was very hard for me. It was really hard for me. But then he started doing weekly lessons with me. Luckily, it just like clicked with me. So I ended up really picking it up. And then I also brought my piccolo for display. He bought the piccolo for me so that I had my own. And he has his own too. I was always loved playing it. So then he gave me my own so I wouldn't have to borrow it. I also brought some sheet music from a duet we played. I played 1 year in college. After that, I ended up playing in a orchestra with my grandpa in Marshall, Missouri. So we did that for a few years. So we got to do this duet. And actually, the pianist was my first grade teacher who actually had my grandpa as a band director. So it's very like small town, you know, like, but that was a really fun experience. It was a more difficult duet, but it was really cool to be able to do that with him and get to play with him kind of at his level, just because, especially as a band director, he learned to play a handful of instruments. He ended up writing the fight song for the school that he was a band director for, and they still use it. And they actually just published it and copyrighted it. So that's not my level of musical talent. He's told me before that he thought I was better at the flute than him, but I'm always like, are you sure? I chose these items in particular to bring in because the photo is one of the best documented ways to show that this was like important to our family and a generational thing. I feel like my grandma would even kind of say like, oh, she, you know, grandpa's the more musical one. But even my grandmother, the story I was told was they met in choir in high school. They both sang. My grandpa loves to sing. They were in like the church choirs for years. My grandmother's mom played the organ in church, and she used to give lessons and stuff. But we've definitely grown up with that in common, I guess. And all the grandkids played in band. All the granddaughters all played flute. But I think that's one of the best photos to really show that, how important it was for each generation. And then the sheet music, and this one in particular, I have such vivid memories of like getting dressed for that concert, and it was so much work. It was a hard piece for me to learn. I remember getting all flustered because my grandpa had me play the first part. You know, usually the first part goes the first chair or like the better musician or whatever, and he had me play it. Yeah, it was really rewarding to be able to do that. So this is one of the songs that I have a lot of feelings for. I still play every once in a while. Actually, I keep meaning to kind of ask around here. I would love to be in a community band or orchestra. I did really enjoy that orchestra I was in. And every time I see my grandparents, they're always like, are you playing? When was the last time you played? And I know they'd love it if I joined something. So I'm definitely open. I do miss it for sure. So that would be really nice to be able to do.